I used to think hacking was just like having a laptop open and going.
Yeah, it is. And then you turn to the person you're in and say, "We're in.
We're in." Yeah, exactly. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 226.
This is a podcast where two drunken red cards play retro games for your amusement. I am red card number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am red card number two. My name is Earl. And this week, hopefully we don't get any red cards as we play Super Sidekicks on the Neo Geo. It's a soccer game.
It is. I believe our first soccer game of the podcast. And I mean, I've never really played soccer games, period. Earl's dying.
I am. Holy crap. I I don't know, that whiskey like hit me.
It was like a delayed
a second wave. Yeah. Holy crap.
Just
weird.
A little drop was trickling down your
I think so. And then it like tickled my throat funny. And oh my goodness, I almost died there. Well, that was a close one, Revelers.
That was close
but
one. I was almost going to have to find a new host.
And hopefully, like, you know, get me help. No? Just leave me to die? That sounds right.
I mean, that's the least of my concerns.
That's
really
true. We got it. The show must go on. You know? But yeah, Super Sidekicks on the Neo Geo. This should be kind of cool.
I don't know. I've never been a big soccer or football.
Football?
Player or like video game player, you know. I'm not into the FIFAs.
I was really into a FIFA once, like 10 years ago or something, you know. But that's about it.
I can never get into the FIFA games.
They're fun. I mean, it's more fun when you know all the rules. Like, honestly,
I don't even know all the rules to soccer.
Playing FIFA made me learn the rules, which was cool.
Right.
And I doubt that this one, I'm sure you follow the rules of soccer, the basic rules of soccer.
The basic rules.
But it's more arcadey from what I understand. But before we get to Super Sidekicks, Jurek, how is it going this week?
It's going pretty good, just, you know. Same old, taking her easy. They've been doing one thing that does suck, though, is they're doing a bunch of construction on my, like, street.
Ooh.
In people's, like, yard. Like,
that's your thorn. We're going to do roses and thorns.
they're like, for some reason, I don't know, the city is having, like, houses, like, in our house, in our basement, up until just recently. Our gas meter is actually in our basement on the inside. And now they're switching them all to the outside. So they had to, like, have a guy come into our basement, take off our gas meter, and then they also dug a giant hole in our front yard with, like, an excavator, like a digger, like, and did work on, like, gas pipes or something down there. And then now our gas meter is on the side of our house. And downstairs now he replaced all that stuff and just has, like, a shutoff valve or something in there.
Okay.
But they're doing it to, yeah, like, all the houses and stuff. And they were there, like, pounding. We had to make an appointment or whatever saying, like, you know, you'll do this on Thursday. And if you, like, at 9 o'clock works the best for us because we have other shit going on. And so they were like, okay. And then they were outside of our bedroom window pounding a stake into the ground at 7 in the morning.
Ah, motherfuckers. That's because the city workers start at 7.
They're independent contractors hired by the city. It's like a separate company.
Okay.
But, like, it was, yeah.
So, they dug a big hole in your yard.
They, like, filled it back in.
But are they going to replace the grass? Or?
I hope so. But right now, even the way they left it, there's, like, just giant clumps of dirt and stuff. If you just pour grass seed over that right now, we're going to have the worst, like, hill. It's, like, right on the hill in our front yard.
Yeah.
Like, they need to come back and make that better.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, they have to come back in the spring to plant grass, because you can't plant grass right now and, like, have it grow.
Right.
It's fucking winter. It's about to be winter. Like,
oh, what a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks, and it's stupid, and I hate everything about it.
Yeah. Just all to move the gas meter.
Oh, apparently.
Well, because, like, I mean, Did somebody stop by your house once a month to check it?
No, they don't check it like once a month. They check it like once a year or something, I feel like.
Gas?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They had to come into our house.
I feel like
yeah,
I pay
maybe,
for gas every month.
Well, yeah, but they don't like have to read your meter to...
Don't they read the meter of the building and know that my unit
I have no
used
idea.
This much gas? I mean, they must.
I mean, we pay for gas every month, but they don't have to look at our meter every month.
Huh.
I think they just know how much gas we're using.
How do they know?
I don't know.
The meter. That's how they
maybe,
know.
Maybe, but there's definitely not somebody coming to our house every month looking at the meter.
Okay.
Like once a year, maybe.
Huh. All right. Well.
I don't know. It was all a big inconvenience and still is.
Right.
So hopefully they fix the shit that they fucked up.
That they fucked up, yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
Stupid. But now our gas meter's on the outside.
Okay.
I don't
know.
Now
they can come check it every month.
What benefit that, yeah, I guess.
maybe you've been getting really cheap gas because they haven't been able to check your meter.
Maybe our price is going
to
go up because they are going to like check it all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, yeah.
Cool.
That's how I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm good. I had a pretty good week this week. I guess not too much new to report. I just been working. You know, that's what I do. I work and then I come home and play video games. And
yeah.
That's
X-ray
about it.
People and go to school.
Yep. But yeah, working on shows. Like a friend asked me like when the show I'm working on opens, and I was like, oh well, that depends on which show you're talking about. I have three shows all opening, which is probably the wrong word, more like launching or something, you know,
because they're like online.
Because, yeah, it's like it's right? Opening means when the content will be available to consume online, you know. But I got fucking three shows I'm working on right now, which like we were working on none for 6 months. And now there's three different ones. Oh, my goodness. But but it's keeping me busy. So that's good. That's good. But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
Yes, I'm still playing Hades.
Ah, how is it?
Started it last week.
Are you in it to win it now?
Well, I would like to, you know, beat it at least once.
How far have you gotten? How many levels are there?
I think there's four.
Only four? Okay.
Maybe there's more.
I guess only four. There's five in Gungeon. Really
right.
Six, I guess, but.
Yeah, maybe there's five. I'm not sure. I couldn't really find... a definitive answer.
Okay.
For some reason.
See, like a game like, I'm assuming if it's a roguelike, which
yes.
It is, like when I play those games like Gungeon, like when I was super into it, I always have my computer next to me with the Gungeon wiki opened so that I could look, you know, when I got an item, it was like, you know, the fucking crazy blah 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 grenade launcher, you know, all the silly guns they
right.
have in that game. It's like, what does this do, you know? And you got to look it up. And
there's not as much of that type of stuff.
I
in
see
Hades.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun. I mean, I made it to the boss of the third level.
Nice.
I sufficiently got smoked,
wrecked.
I can beat the boss of the first level pretty much every time.
Every
now.
Time, nice.
You
know all its patterns, because didn't you say
patterns
change?
Still kind of. I mean, I think I just kind of brute force my way through. Or I'm just like better at the game now and can dodge around. Because
you
quicker.
Don't like you still start at zero every time, right? Like,
no.
Oh.
It's more like Rogue Legacy or Dead Cells.
Oh, so you're are you like upping your stats?
Yeah.
So you're faster
you
and stronger.
You collect things and you are. I mean. It's not as much like Rogue Legacy, like I would say it's more like Dead Cells, where you do upgrade some stuff or collect things, but they're not as big of like game changers.
Okay.
It's a very slow and so is Rogue Legacy, but those by the time you know max out ever like when I played Rogue Legacy, eventually I had the entire castle area like maxed out, and then I just like
you
can yeah, well now
no
I can just
problem.
Like run through and clear every single room in the entire thing, beat every boss
like without even taking a hit
with
probably.
Yeah just like
you know,
destroying
minimal.
Everything
yeah
but yeah it's definitely fun.
I'm gonna definitely get it. It's yeah. There's a it's on Halloween sale right
okay.
now. I mean it's just like $5 off, so it's like $20 or something, but I was gonna buy it like a few days ago and then I didn't.
Oh,
and then I
now it's on sale.
Now it's on sale.
Yeah, you
so.
Should. It's fun. It's I mean it's still yeah, hard and still, you know, it's I think I've done it tells you on your save like game on the main when you select your save game. Like I think I've attempted 19 escapes or something.
Okay.
Because you're trying to escape from hell.
From hell, right, right.
Cool. So yeah.
Oh, okay, 19. Like, I beat Gungeon on like my, I don't know, 200th playthrough or something like that.
I read
like,
online a lot of people seem to be able to beat it by like 35 or 40.
Okay,
or
okay.
But then there's more to do. Like you're not maxed out on things, and you apparently have other more things unlock once you beat it the first time to then make it harder and but up your chances of getting more things or whatever, higher levels. Same with like Dead Cells was like that. The first time you beat it.
You've beaten Dead Cells?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Just one time.
Oh, okay.
And then you collect things called boss cells every time you beat it. Well, not every. If you collect a boss cell when you beat it once, and if you turn that on, you'll get more cells from enemies and everything.
Okay.
And then if you beat it with one boss cell on, you'll get a second one, and you can turn that on. You can turn them on and off. You can select how hard it's going to be.
Okay.
So like if you get up to 5 boss cells, the game like
it's like
you can
hard.
Basically get hit twice or something, and okay. you're dead. Like no matter what.
Right. Right.
But yeah, Hades is definitely fun. Like I said last week, the graphics are awesome. The dialogue is really cool. The story is. I mean. You know, my story
is
in a roguelike or
right.
whatever, but like the dialogue is cool. It's the company that makes it, that made the game is now like Supergiant Games. They made like Bastion, if you
Bastion and Transistor or something like that.
So
I've not played either of those games.
Really fun like gameplay that also has really good witty dialogue going along with it, but it's not. It doesn't get bogged down like story heavy by any means or anything. Like there is a story and the other people you talk to after each run, you know, react to your previous run.
Oh,
like,
they do.
There's one right there. Like when you spawn after a death, he's like, I see so-and-so got you again.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Not this time, you say, and then you go again.
So yeah, slowly getting better, slowly figuring out which weapons I like the best, because you choose between 6 weapons to start each run.
Oh, 6 weapons to start?
1, 2, 3, 4, yes.
6 weapons?
You pick between
like
6 weapons.
You get one out of the six weapons. I see, okay. So are we talking like sword,
we're talking like a sword, a spear, a shield, bow and arrow, these like gloves that you punch really fast, and then a gun.
And a shield as a weapon where you bonk people
or
something?
You charge them with it, and you throw it Captain America style.
Oh, sweet,
and it bounces off multiple enemies
and
comes back to you.
What is your all-time favorite weapon?
The shield or the bow. I've had good luck with the spear if you get really good upgrades throughout. Like each run, then you'll get bonuses, boons from different gods, Greek gods that will, you know, enhance your weapon and certain things. And
so, like, do you run into like Hermes and he gives you speed?
Yeah, Hermes will give you speed. Zeus will make kind of your attacks have lightning attached to them or whatever. You know.
Aphrodite, do you get a
Aphrodite
love
will do,
or something?
Yeah, something. I don't remember.
Do you have a kiss of death?
No, but yeah, she gives you stuff, and I can't think of his name
now.
There's
Poseidon. Poseidon
will do some things, and yeah, they all show up. And
is how about God of War Ares?
Yep.
Yeah,
Ares, Athena.
Yep,
and one that does like
drunk stuff.
He's like a drinker or partier. I can't think of his name now.
I don't know.
But
Hercules.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not Hercules. Okay. But yeah, Hades is good stuff.
Aren't you like Hercules? Because like you're the son of Zeus. Oh, you're the son of Hades.
But I think you're not like a demigod. It seems you're a full god in this. You're the son of Hades and Persephone.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, cool. I think I'm definitely going to pick it up. Hopefully I'll be able to. Well, I'll chat about it briefly next week.
Yeah.
but sounds like, I don't know. Sounds cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. Cool.
What have you been playing?
Well, I've just been playing Smash.
Surprise!
And Animal Crossing. I've been I started another account on my island. So I have three players that I'm managing now, just by myself. Like, no, there's no other real players, just me. There's Matt, and there's Digby and Rigby now.
Digby
is Digby's sister, I've decided. So,
it's a girl.
Yep. You know, gotta spread it
right,
around.
Right,
so,
right.
But yeah, so I joined this group. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show much, but I've been playing, a friend of mine, he contacted me, was like, "Hey, I know you play Animal Crossing a lot. I play with this group of people." And so like every week, we have a challenge that we have to do, whether it's like the theme is TV this week, and then you have to just make something TV related, like whatever you want. So like a few weeks ago, I made a Seinfeld's apartment, you know, like, And this week, you know, it's Halloween. As we record this, it's Halloween tomorrow. So our haunted house is the theme this week. So that's really why I started that third character, is so I could make a haunted house.
Have a whole house from scratch.
Yeah, so. And I didn't want to, I didn't want to dismantle my house or my other house. So, which is the inn, if you will. The Blue Rose Inn.
Right, of course.
Yep. But yeah, so I don't know. I've been playing with this group, and it's been really fun. I don't know, like a bunch of other, you know, it's like six of us or something, and just a bunch of people who all love the game. Just
and you
as much
only
as
really
I do.
Know one of them.
I only really know one of them. I mean, we chat all the time, like all day long. People are just like, "Hey, I'm looking for a blue couch, or I'm looking for a whatever," you know, or just like, you know, other life stuff, you know, like I don't know, it's cool. So I've made some new friends, which is neat. Don't worry, Drake, you're safe. I don't think anybody will reach best friends status, so you know. But yeah, Animal Crossing, super fun. My island is laggy as fuck right now.
Yeah, because there's fucking pumpkin shit everywhere.
I have made like Christ's 15 sake, to 20 new pumpkin items every day, every single day in October, or at least I think every day it's since October 4th, because it took 4 days to grow the first batch of pumpkins.
Oh, right.
But so yeah, my island, there's hundreds of pumpkin things, and it is really slowing her down.
You're going to have a hell of a cleanup on there.
On Sunday, on November 1st, it's all coming down. I think I'm going to make a dream address though, and save this version of the island so I can share it around and, I don't know, have people come.
Oh, if you make a dream address, it just is the current version.
It's what it, when you upload your island, it's whatever it is at that time.
Okay.
So
and
like
you can tear it all down, and but that'll still
but that'll
exist.
Still be there. Yeah. So and but I don't think you can visit your own dream. You know, maybe I don't know. But so once I tear it down, it'll be done for me. But maybe other people can enjoy it, you know? Although when they come visit, like islands like that, like I went to this Harry Potter island, which I believe you did too.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. But there was so much fucking stuff that it just like, it was so laggy. Like it just, the frame rate dips so hard. Cause the game is just chooching along to try and load all these objects, you know, like that's what it's doing. But, so I don't know. Maybe people won't really like it because it'll be slow AF. But
yeah, who knows?
Yeah, but yeah. So that's what I've been doing, and no real news to report in Smash this week. You know, just chugging along. I've been playing Zero Suit Samus. I don't know. She's kind of fun. Anyway, I won't really go into Smash. But Jurik, this week we are going to be playing Super Sidekicks.
I couldn't think of it.
I was going to call it Super Soccer, but it's not Super Soccer. It's Super Sidekicks on the Neo Geo. And normally, this is the part of the show where we would do our three questions, and we will do our three questions. However, today we're going to do Soccer Facts because I could not find three. There was no additional information about Super Sidekicks out there. So we'll go through these really quickly. They're all about the World Cup. So for those that don't know, what we normally do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
God, who knows?
Soccer facts. Here we go.
I don't know shit about soccer. I don't watch soccer. I don't play soccer. I'm looking sideways
like my man Pele. Yeah, I'm looking sideways.
Pele.
Yeah,
like
my man
David
Pele.
Beckham.
Pele, David Beckham. Those are all the, those are the only ones.
I think those are the only soccer players there are. I only know some other ones because our friend Dan posts a lot about soccer, so I'll see his like tweets about soccer stuff.
Yeah, like, he like
Messi,
our,
I think, is a player.
Who?
Messi.
Messi?
Like M-E-S-S-I.
Messi. Okay, that sounds right. Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, Messi.
Pretty,
totally.
Pretty sure that's a soccer player.
Totally, totally. Okay, here we go. Let's get through these soccer facts real quick right. here. Question number one. The World Cup has been around for 90 years. In that time, how many World Cups were held outside of Europe or South America? And I will say, in that time, is this going to ruin another question? No. There has been 23 World Cups. And how many times has it been hosted outside of Europe or South Africa?
South Africa
no.
or South America?
South America.
Okay. I was like, wow. Six.
Incorrect. Only three times.
Oh, I overshot it.
It was once in the United States, once in South Africa. That's what I read when I when I just said that. Once in South Africa, and then there was one in Japan and South Korea who co-hosted a World Cup. But otherwise, all the others have been in Europe or South America, which you know makes sense. But
I guess, but
there was, in fact, I read a quote. Like the president of Brazil or the president of soccer in Brazil or something. I don't know who it was. But when it was going to be held in the United States, he was like, he was like the World Cup being in the United States is like the equivalent of the World Series being held in Brazil. Like it makes no sense, but I thought that was pretty funny and pretty spot on. Okay, here we go. Question number two. Speaking of the World Cup, again, in its 90-year history, how many different countries have ever won it? Out of 23 World Cups, how many different countries have won it? And what are they? I'm just kidding. But how many? How many? You should have seen the look Drew just gave me.
I'm going to go with nine.
Ooh.
Is it eight?
It was seven.
Oh.
And the answer is
my
seven.
Original thought, I was about to say eight, and then I was like, yeah, it's probably more than that. We'll go with nine.
Yeah, seven countries. Uruguay, Italy, Brazil, Germany, Argentina, England, and Spain have all won a World Cup.
I think you clearly must have forgot the USA.
I did not. In fact, they definitely have not won a World Cup.
Sound right to me.
We're not that good at soccer, as it turns out.
Our women are.
Our women are really good. Our men,
there's... Women's Team USA, I believe, has won.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I guess the facts I believe I'm reading about are men's soccer. Which is an oversight on my part. My bad, Revelers. I should have included a little more gender inclusivity. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just making sure everyone knows, like, our Team USA women's soccer,
they're like the bees
is really
knees.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like win the Olympics.
I found out like really worldwide women's soccer really only like became really popular only in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't actually that long ago. Although I guess I still feel in my head that the 1990s were not that long ago, but they were like 30 years ago now, you know, or 1990
well,
was 19, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. You are 0-2 here, Jerick. Soccer fact number three. Here we go. Which country has been in the most World Cups? Hint. It's one of those countries that I just listed.
everyone always talks about Brazil being so good at soccer. I'm going to go with Brazil.
You are correct, sir. Yep. So Brazil is the only country to have been in every single World Cup.
Every single World
Cup.
Yep,
every single one. That's 23 times. They've also won it the most at five times.
I figured that.
They've hosted it twice, but did not win it either time they hosted.
Oh, they've never won on their home turf.
Nope. But and so of those countries, let's see. Where is that one? Yeah, Brazil won five times. England and Spain each have only won once. And then Uruguay, Italy, Germany, and Argentina are all somewhere in between one and five. Like, okay. Mostly two. I think one of them won three times or something. But, like, Uruguay is a two. But that one is surprising to me. I don't know why. It just seems like Uruguay seems like a, you know, no offense to Uruguayans.
No idea.
It just seems like a country not big enough to win a world championship. Yeah. But
gonna be honest, I'm having trouble thinking of where Uruguay is.
Uruguay
right
is
now.
Down old South America way.
Down old South America way. Are you sure?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Nope, that's right. That is correct, sir.
All
right. Portugal. Down all South America way. No, that is incorrect.
That's incorrect. Portugal's in Europe, correct? It's like right next to Spain.
That's a quote from Arrested Development. Portugal.
I mean, it sounds like it should be
a South America country. I know, it does. It does.
But
all
that,
right.
That one I know is wrong.
We are done with soccer facts. Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Super Sidekicks on the Neo Geo?
It was released in 1992, developed and published by SNK. The game's producer was Aikichi Kawasaki.
Oh, Aikichi Kawasaki. Did he also make motorcycles?
I don't think so, but okay. He is the founder of SNK.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay,
head honcho there.
Head honcho.
But the when you click on his name, it just takes you to the SNK Wikipedia.
I see. Okay.
So
okay.
It doesn't tell you other games he's worked
on. Well,
he's worked
on all of them.
Yeah. In some capacity. The game's designers were Eri Kojitani, Jay Mikami, and Masato Miyoshi.
Okay.
And I don't know what else they've worked on. Their
probably
names.
Various other Neo Geo games.
Probably. And the composers, there are two of them. Composers are Yoko Osaka and Yoshihiko Kitamura.
I just want to take a minute to recognize the great strides Drake has made in pronouncing Japanese names.
I try to get them right. Generally,
no, I know
that...
but like back at the beginning of the show, like every time it was like just like a garble of words. Like, but now, like you get them now. You know, like it's good.
I try. I mean, I think I'm sorry. Generally, I know that Japanese names are generally pronounced based pretty phonetically.
Pretty phonetically, yeah. I think almost always phonetically. Yeah. Like, well, yeah. I mean, they must have silent.
Sometimes
letters,
there's
I guess,
just what? Letters next to each other that I'm not sure. Exactly.
It's like, why
how.
Are those next to each other, or what sound that's supposed to make?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, do I pronounce? But like the designer, Eri Kojitani, maybe could be Koujitani.
Kouji? Oh,
it's
no.
K-O-U.
Oh, it's K-O-U. Kujiani.
Kujitani.
Kujitani.
I don't know.
Yeah, see? Hard
Who
to
knows?
Say. We need a Japanese translator.
Yoko Osaka and Yoshihiko Kitamura.
But we don't know what they've done.
No.
No. Well, should we listen to some of their jams right now?
Let's do it.
We're back. It's okay. It like all starts.
It's hard
really
to say.
Cool.
A lot of the songs start the same with like a ripping guitar riff, and then it goes into something slightly weird that doesn't seem to fit the guitar riff.
like,
but
I was expecting that the first song we listened to, with that guitar riff, I was expecting it to be much harder. And then like the real song starts after the intro,
it's like,
and it's like,
and then it's like,
I don't know.
Who knows? But yeah, I mean, it's fine. I'm not sure.
It all sounds
how the
similar.
Music. Yeah. It all starts to blend together.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, it sounds good. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
But anyways, this is, you know, it's a soccer game.
It's a soccer game.
It's SNK's like first soccer game. There's a whole series then in Super Sidekicks. Sidekicks. You know, they have 2, 3, 4.
Well, there's 2 and 3, and then I think they changed the name for the fourth one. It's like Ultimate 11 or something. It's called
Ultra Combo.
Ultra Combo.
That's actually what it's called.
Yeah,
the fourth game.
But yeah, you play. You choose between like 12 different teams, I think, and you play soccer.
Yeah.
Arcade style.
From what I understand, it's like a two-button game. You move your guy with the stick, and then...
they had to make it more simple and not, you know, it can't be this super complex game because this, you know, like most Neo Geo games, this was an arcade game first and foremost.
Yep. And, and so, like, there's pass and shoot when you're on offense, and then if you're on defense, there's, like, slide tackle and steal or something like that. But it's just, like, two buttons that you can press.
I think you can play this on, like, all current modern systems. There was an Arcade Archives.
Yeah, there's a version on the Switch for sure. I know that.
I think it's also on PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah. But should we get to this?
Let's do it, man.
All right, let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
Yeah, man, drunk soccer.
You know it. So for those that don't know, I feel like I started the wrong part of the show there. Anyway, revelers, we encourage you to drink along with. We encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay. All right, let's do this. Superstar soccer. Is it time, Drake? I feel like we haven't done it in a long time. Explain cilantro for maybe new revelers. I'm just going to explain it real quick. Cilantro when we cheers, because right at the beginning of the show, we were cheersing and I said slauncha, you know, which is an Irish term for cheers. And Drake, he was like, what'd you just say, cilantro? And I was like, no, but we just went with it. Cilantro ever since. What's happening?
Everything went wrong.
We're out of the game already.
Because every like selection screen, I think because it's an arcade game, there's a countdown. So when I didn't do anything, it just automatically selected like single player.
Oh.
And then it started just automatically then selecting a team, and then the computer picked a team.
Everything is wrong.
Like everything just... Okay, so A is long kicks and shooting. B is pass.
That's on offense. How do you do defense? Oh,
I don't know.
We don't know. There is a countdown. You have 10 seconds.
Versus mode. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, we only have 10 seconds. Who are you going to be?
USA.
Oh, my God. Who should I be? Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to Brazil it up.
All right.
You
USA
know
versus
it.
Brazil.
This is you. The USA is about to get dominated. I mean, if it's anything like real soccer, from what I understand, the difference in the teams in this game is that, you've got the ball. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh my God. Whoa! Oh,
bicycle kick.
That was super cool. Oh my God. No!
Yes! Scored already. This is so unrealistic.
Holy shit, that was cool.
We would have been watching for an hour and a half and the game would be 0-0.
That was fast AF.
Damn,
like,
right.
You scored in 15 seconds. Also, the game's only 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Oh, I passed backwards. No! What? Drake's an amazing superstar soccer player, and I can't do
ace.
Shit. Oh, because I'm pressing the wrong button. I see. Yeah, not today, son. What's pass? I don't remember.
B.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my ace has got it. I don't know what shoot is. I'm just mashing buttons.
A is shoot, I think.
I know, but I was pressing D.
Press that button.
Well, that's where A is on the... Oh, my God. This is so intense. It's so fast.
It is fast. Oh, I slid on the grass and water sprayed.
Is there offsides in this game?
I don't know.
Ace.
I don't really fully understand offsides in soccer. So.
Offsides is when.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's been explained to me many times, but I still never quite grasp it.
Get the fucking ball. No! Your goalie's amazing.
God damn it. Just get the fucking ball and run away with it, man.
Holy
Your
shit.
Your fucking ace. Get out of here.
Run. No. This is so intense.
Get out of here.
This is
Jesus
so
Christ.
Intense.
Oh, I just, like, shoulder just charged
rocked
you.
Me. Holy shit.
I've been trying to do that too all game because I noticed you could.
No!
Yes, ace with the goal.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is the greatest game I've ever played.
This is so much fun. Like, why? This should not be this fun. This is holy crap. Okay, here we go. Yes. Yeah, get it to the ace. Here
I
we
just
go.
Wanna...
No, what the fuck? Drake's amazing at superstar soccer.
Shoulder tackle.
I know, but I can't get it to connect. Like, you've connected every single time.
Oh, header. I missed, but.
Oh, we did a goalie kick there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got it.
I just want a shoulder tackle. You
no,
cock.
You can't.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh,
foul. Yeah, see, that's what you get. Oh, look, you injured my ace. Look at him. He's
crying.
Free kick. Right. Oh, shit. Point joystick in the direction you wish to shoot and push A. Okay, here we go. Oh, okay, well, it did it for me. You really don't have a lot of time to make your decisions.
Well, it's
in
an arcade
game.
Game, so.
Yeah, I fucked you up. God damn it.
No, I think I fucked you up.
Woo! Slide tackle, bitch. Boom! Ace! So each team has an ace player.
I think there's multiple.
No, I think there's only one on each team.
I
swear that's what I
passed
read.
From like an ace to an ace.
Oh,
like
my
way
God.
Way downfield, but.
Really? An ace to an ace? Okay. From what I understand, there's only one ace player on each team, and that's really who you want to get it to. No. No. Oh, my God. This is more fun than it has any right to be.
True.
We've
Your
only
ace
been playing
is
for
super fast.
Yeah, the ace is fast as fuck. Well, I'm Brazil, but I'm also losing to the United States, and there's only 4 seconds left.
Shooter!
No! Okay.
Whew. Oh, okay.
Oh, that was halftime. Okay, each half is 3 minutes. Okay. That was ridiculously fun.
this is way more fun than it should be.
Yeah. I really like this. Oh, okay. I just literally
Throw
just
in.
Fucking... That's because I shot it. Are you throwing it in?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I bet you saw my ace and thought it was your ace.
Maybe.
I don't know. See, I shot it and not passed it. Yeah, get it, two player. Yeah, here we go. Ace! Oh, man, that was going to be a sick one-timer. Are there one-timers in soccer? I don't. Are there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I only know about hockey, man. I don't know about soccer. You're fucked. No!
Oh, see, there's a one-timer. Pass it over to my ace and he headered it in.
He did. That was
I
so sweet.
I
want to
see a replay of that shit.
Oh, look at this. He fucking slides
he
in on his
in
knees.
And gave a fist bump.
Oh, my God.
I
want to
see an instant replay.
Oh, see, okay, I keep pressing the wrong button. No! What the fuck? How are you in the right spot every time and I'm never in the right spot? Not today, son. Can you control the goalie? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
What? What was that? Guy? Oh, my God. This? You're fucked. Damn it. I'm just mashing buttons now.
The upside down bicycle kick again.
Oh, sick goalie kick. Here we go. Not today. Not today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. All I can do is giggle. All I can do is giggle. Oh, oh my God. Where are my defenders? What is happening? How do you switch guys?
I don't know. That I've not. It seems to just kind of automatically.
Like it goes to the closest one or something?
To the closest
no,
guy.
What is that?
Slide tackle.
I know. Why are you so good at it and I can't get it to work? Fuck. Not today, son.
Just point blank and just kick it.
Boom. Okay. Well, it's 3-0 and there's a minute and a half left, so we'll see what happens. Oh my God. Nope. Bam! Oh, that was a one-timer. Fuck. Oh my God.
It's not good enough.
Neo Geo Super Sidekicks. Who knew? Oh, what? That should have. See, like I keep coming at you and it keeps not fucking hitting you. Oh my God. No way. Not to. No.
Yes.
I haven't scored one single goal.
You're
what?
Not.
This is embarrassing.
Sliding in for the win.
I'm furious right now. I just want to score one goal. Ah! No. See. I hate this game. This is the worst game I've ever played. I wish there was a turbo button. Oh, yeah, it does. It switches you to, like, who's ever closest to the ball.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's hard to, yeah, it's hard to know. I do run in the wrong direction sometimes because I'm trying to control one guy, and then it just automatically
switches. Your goalie just literally grabbed it as I was just kicking.
Ran right into him.
Fuck. I'm just trying to get close because I can't seem to score from any other distance or any distance, really.
Oh,
throw in. Yes. No. I threw it right to Jurek. Yes. Oh, now I'm a slide tackle master. Oh, just kidding. You did like a little hoppity hop.
Yeah, you do that some. You did it a couple times.
I know,
me
but. I don't know how.
It's just like apparently your player just does it when he's about to get slide tackled sometimes.
Okay. Well, the USA just dominated Brazil 4-0. So that was embarrassing.
Take that, president of Brazil. Mm-hmm. Now what you got?
Now what you got, son? I'm looking sideways
like a man, Pele.
Yes.
Right.
And Pele's from Brazil, though. Let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So that was super fun, like ridiculously fun. I want to do another one. What time is it? Should we do another one?
We got plenty of time.
Oh, we do have plenty of time. Like, should we play a one-player mode? No, I don't think so.
No.
No. Did we fuck it up again?
No.
Oh,
it just automatically went to, like, the demo screen.
How do you, like, what if we leave it here?
Let's see.
And it'll tell us what defense does. Shoot. Long kicks, two is A. I see.
Defense is A, slide, B is tackle.
B is tackle. Slide and tackle.
That's all you need. You just like lunge at them with your like shoulder charge.
It is a shoulder charge. You're better at it than
I am. I don't think that's a legal move in soccer.
In soccer? I don't think so either. Who is this? Oh, that's Spain. Oh, no. Wait, no. Who's this? Super. What does that mean?
I don't know. Is it like a... Oh, apparently I'm super. I was trying to, it just automatically, because the fucking time we
the
timed
timer
out.
Ran out. I'm Italy. Okay, Super versus Italy.
Your Italy guy was really mad.
I think you're like the master
is
team.
Is this like a...
Like an all-star
team or something?
Why do you start with the ball?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter because I got it, bitch. Pass. Yes, pass. Pass. Backwards. Fuck. That wasn't a pass. That was just a fucking...
That was just me getting the ball, I think.
Oh,
me.
God. Goalie, yes. No! Oh, my God. I wish I could control the goalie.
Why? Then the score would be like 15-12.
Well, or would it?
Yeah, because we don't know how to play the fucking goalie.
Where's my
ace?
Like,
that's like when I would play Joey back in the day on NHL, and he would always switch to controlling the goalie when I'm coming in. You'd score on him every time.
Because he sucked.
The computer is going to be way better at you than goalie. than you at goalie, yeah.
Maybe the USA is just really good in this game?
I don't know.
Because like, I feel like I'm playing better with Italy than I was with Brazil, and that makes no sense to me. Fucking pass it. God damn it, guy. Yes. Oh, no.
Ooh. Thought you had that for sure.
I did too. I just want to score one goal, but it just won't let me. Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. Get off my shit.
Get off my shit. Get off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker. No. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, fuck. This is going to be a great episode. It's just going to be all us going, oh, shit. Shit.
Oh, my God.
With
that one-timer header again. Okay, so just so everyone knows, I'm like the best in the world at super sidekicks.
Literally. Apparently. Like, I cannot score a goal to save my life, and Drake is the master of super sidekicks. Like, I don't know how he's so good.
I don't know. It's literally two buttons. On defense, I can shoulder tackle you and slide tackle.
Oh, that was a sweet one-timer. Why didn't it? Why didn't it score? Why didn't it go in?
My goalie's just too damn good, man.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what the fuck happened
there? Yeah, I stole it from you. I kicked it away. It's like weird. It's kind of like almost like a little too realistic. Like, well, not too realistic, but like for arcade soccer, maybe like they stop to juggle the ball.
What is happening?
I'm just mashing. Jesus mash the button Christ. To score the goal. Oh my God. I cannot score to save my life. I don't know how to set myself up to score. Like, you know? Oh. I feel like my ace on this team is not the striker. He's a fucking defender. Which is not good for me right now. I need my ace. He's behind me. Oh, okay.
Ah, and sometimes
sometimes you just can't get the ball. No!
Oh, no, goal kick.
Goal kick? Is that you or me? That's me. That's you. Oh, you're icy. Goal, not a free kick.
No.
I see.
Goalie kick.
Just switch guys. What the fuck? Oh my God. Not as easy in this one. Here we go.
Not smoking you as much.
No! Oh, I was going to score there.
No, you weren't.
That was the goal.
Really weren't.
That was the goal, Jerry.
Halftime. All right, kids. Eat your oranges.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you ever play soccer when you were a kid?
Yeah, I played one day of soccer.
You got orange slices at halftime. It's fantastic.
When I was real little, my parents signed me up for indoor soccer. It was like in the winter.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was the worst. I hated every second of it. Oh, God. I just can't, like, because I need to set up one-timers. Like, I can't just shoot is what I've been trying to do.
I mean, I don't think I've scored on any just, like, straight-up shots. It's been
that to that.
One-timer.
No,
he wasn't in the right spot. One-timer, like, headers or... If I, like, my first goals, I just kept getting it back from your goalie and just shooting it, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it. It just kept bouncing off your goalie and coming back to my guys until finally, after, like, five tries.
No! I tried to get too fancy. I was trying to, like, juke you, but it didn't work. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was my ace.
Yeah, I played soccer when I was younger for one season.
One season.
I hated it as well. Yep. My team did not score a goal the entire season.
Nice.
So
I played soccer for one day. I went to I think it was just practice. Like, I don't think it was a game or anything. And I got nailed in the face with the ball. And I have hated soccer ever since. Like, honestly, like, I actually don't hate soccer. I really love watching it. But but playing it. And I am an adamant believer that soccer players are the best athletes in the world. Like, these guys fucking run. Oh, my God. I cannot keep the ball.
They run all.
They run for 90 minutes straight. Like, and you only get 3 substitutions per game. What the fuck? Why didn't you pick that up? Sorry, I'm yelling at my virtual players.
But, yeah, I did not care for playing soccer. It is, yeah. It's a lot of running.
It's a lot of running.
And, like I said, my team didn't score a goal the entire fucking season.
How old were you when you played?
God, I don't
even
know.
I was, like, little. I was
pretty young.
No, what is this? Get out of here. Don't even try.
You know, it wasn't even, like, boys soccer. It was, like, co-ed. Like, it was boys and girls on the same team.
Oh, okay. So you were, like, little,
young.
Probably.
And then I was just like, no, I'm going back to baseball. I like baseball. I'm good at baseball.
No! Was it! That was fucking it!
That was
What was that? That was garbage. No goal. Oh, my God. This game is impossible. I don't know how to... Don't you...
Oh, yes! Goal!
Oh, my God. 2-0. I haven't scored a single goal. I have not scored a single goal.
You have 29 seconds to do it.
Here we go. Looking sideways.
I'll just let you try to score.
I just keep fucking... I'm just going to kick it out of bounds. That's what I do now. I'm just a guy who kicks the ball out of bounds. That's how I play the game. Fuck you. I'm stealing that shit. God damn it. No!
If I could have got that rebound. That was...
See, I think you might control the goalie, and that's why you keep scoring, because I'm holding up.
I don't think you control the goalie.
No? Well, no, you're right. You definitely do not control the goalie. Here we go. Boom. Okay. We got minimal time. Pass. Pass. No.
Oh! Shoulder charge.
Whatever. This. See, like, I try a shoulder charge and I can't hit you to save my fucking life. Game over. Game set.
Game set. 2-0. Match.
Super to super whatever fucking country
that
is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
SPR?
SPR.
Like, I think you were the mega team that time.
Yeah, but I scored more with Team USA.
Yeah, well.
Which should probably be the worst team in the game.
Team Italy can take the fucking cake as the worst in the game. I don't know if that's true, but they really just fucked me over there. Fuck Italy. Just kidding. Just kidding to all Italians. I don't really think fuck Italy. But I think fuck Italy in the sense
super sidekicks.
In super sidekicks. Should we do one more quick one?
I think we got time.
Yeah, we got time. Here we go. Oh, level normal. What if we put it on easy? I bet we score all the time. Okay, now okay, we only have
5 seconds. I'm going to go with Argentina.
I'm going Japan. You're fucked. The Japanese are amazing at soccer.
Are they?
I think so. I don't know. Everybody's amazing at soccer besides the US.
I didn't hear them being one of the teams that's won the World Cup.
That is true. So. They've hosted the World Cup. Oh, my God.
Co-hosted.
Oh, what? See, why did my slide?
Because it's my ace.
Whatever.
My ace in the
Get
hole.
Get the fucking ball, you idiots. Oh, my.
Corner kick. Now
Corner
you're done
kick.
For sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is going to be the one-timer to seal all the one-timers. Oh, my God. No.
Why don't you head
What
it?
The fuck?
Damn it.
My goalie's amazing.
Ace,
the Japanese
come on,
goalie.
Man.
What is this? I literally keep kicking it out. I'm pressing pass, not kick it out. What?
I shouldered you. Shouldered you real good.
Okay, I finally got a slide tackle to connect there. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I wanted to play a little smoother. Ugh. That wasn't going to do it. That wasn't going to do it. I wanted to play a little smoother, but it doesn't.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I want it. I don't know. I wanted to play, like, NHL.
Well, yeah. It's
but
not
it's
gonna,
a soccer
it's
game.
Not
gonna
play
a
foul.
Yeah, I fucked up your ace, though. He's out of
he's
the game.
Fine, he's fine.
Give me a
he's
red
just,
card. I don't give a fuck.
He's pretending.
Penalty kick. Oh, my God. Oh, and I have to control the goalie here.
Yep.
Which choice are you going to choose?
Oh, I didn't choose anything. Oh. You just did it automatically. Okay.
I also don't think any button I press registered.
I ran out of time. I was like, which one's
They really
doing?
Don't
what's
give you a lot of time to
no.
To do stuff.
No, they don't. It's like they don't want people sitting there watching you play the
arcade. Oh, my God. What the fuck
was that?
That was,
that was for sure.
That was going to be a goal. I just want to score one goal. I think we're going to go this whole podcast without me scoring a goal, and you scoring like 9 or 6 at least at this point, right? 6?
God, I want to score on one of those.
No, you're never
going to. Upside the bicycle kick.
What bicycle kick? How do you do a bicycle kick?
I don't know.
Kick?
It's just one of the one-timers when you're getting a pass, and I'm just like pressing shoot then like right away the second the ball's going to get to him, and he just does it.
What?
He does, like, you know, you hit it upside down and backwards.
Yeah.
Bicycle kick. You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means. But
yeah, okay, just making sure.
Liu Kang does it in Mortal Kombat, bro.
Well, that's a way different bicycle kick. Liu Kang does do a bicycle kick.
He does. Correct. Get your fucking slide tackles off of me. What is what was that? So you just did a little hoppy.
Yeah, I don't know if you can slide tackle an ace. Foul.
Foul. Oh, you can't slide tackle an ace.
Maybe. It seems like he, every time you try to do.
Oh. Yeah, you suck. Goal kick now. What is. Oh, I see. That's me.
That's you.
I don't
you
know where
boot
I'm.
Boot it downfield.
I don't know what's happening. There's no guys up here. See, like, I feel like. I don't know. I don't know if there's offsides in this game. Feels odd. No shooter.
Ooh.
That was supposed to be a pass. This game is impossible. Yeah, fuck you. Sorry. I don't really mean fuck you, Jurek, but I kind of do. I'm not going to get as salty as when we played Wave Race. I'll tell you that much.
Or Donkey Kong Country 2. I mean, Donkey Kong Country 2, we weren't competing against
no.
each other. So you weren't mad at me. Yeah, there we go. You were mad at the game in Donkey Kong Country 2.
I was mad at the game. In Wave Race, I was mad at you. That's
just,
the one I mean, where
just
I'm...
Just deal with it. I'm better than you.
That's my most embarrassing episode is the Wave Race one.
Yeah.
Where I acted like a child. I know.
Because okay. you just expected that you were going to be so much better than me.
I know, right? I did. It's like what I felt like.
I just shoulder checked my own guy. I'm
yeah, you
sure
can
there.
Fuck your own guys up. Oh, my God.
Friendly fire, man. It's like Battletoads.
See, I can't. Fuck you. I just wrecked your ace. Although there was no foul. No blood, no foul. You know what I'm saying? You hear me clucking, big dog?
Yeah, I don't know what it constitutes a foul sometimes. Like, it's a perfectly clean tackle, and I get...
I don't know what's tackle. I'm just mashing buttons. That's why I'm not doing it.
A is slide, and B is shoulder charge.
Ugh. Ugh. This game. We did have a discussion question, but I think it's too late.
Mm.
So, thanks to D-Train for sending that to us. But alas... I mean, is I mean, it too
can,
late?
No, we can do it right now or finish
this game.
See,
why do I keep
game?
Kicking it out?
It was what? Here.
Find
the legit question.
Here we go. It was from motherfucking D-Train. Where is it? Here we go. Okay. It's a Halloween question, which last week was our Halloween episode, but really as we record this, tomorrow's Halloween, so we're going to do it anyway. Which horror movie monster do you feel is misunderstood and isn't as bad as the movie portrays them? Which one?
Yeah.
Who's misunderstood? Yeah. I would say my initial response was Jason in Friday the 13th part 1.
Yeah, because anything beyond that, it's like, okay.
He's just a mindless murderer.
Now he's just like lumbering around killing people.
Yeah, but in the
up.
First one... He's not
but
even
he's
the bad
not
guy.
The monster.
No, he's not even the monster.
He's not the killer in the first one.
Yeah. Which, but I feel like that's misunderstood by a lot of people. When you, like, if you don't know the Friday the 13th series, like, you know about Jason probably, but you think that he's going to be the killer, but, you know, he's not in the first one. Like,
well, that's
so
why
I
that's
feel
famously
like,
in Scream, Drew Barrymore's character, who dies at the very beginning of the movie. Spoilers if you haven't seen
and
the movie.
And she was in all the trailers.
Like, the mid-90s, early 90s.
98. I want to say
Scream?
Late 90s. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 98, I think.
No.
97, maybe?
I want to say like 94.
Scream? Let's see. Okay, Revelers,
maybe
what do you
that
say?
Early, but
I want to say Scream was
say
like
was
maybe 97, I want to say.
I'm going to say 94.
96. Okay. 96. Okay. We were both wrong. Anyway.
But yeah, the killer calls her and asks her, you know, it gives her a little quiz. Says, who was the killer in the first Friday the 13th? And she just instinctively goes, Jason. He goes, wrong. It was actually his mother in the
Hello,
first movie.
Hello, Sydney. Oh, my God. Here we go. Back to playing soccer.
So, I mean, yeah, I could see that a bit. Otherwise, I mean, you know, you...
No! That was supposed to be a sweet
like what pops
time.
Into my head, but it's also because it's the entire point of the story and movie and stuff. It's like Frankenstein's monster, but that's kind of the point.
That
is
the
that
point
he,
is that he's misunderstood.
He's misunderstood, and he's not a monster.
Right. Why I'm struggling with this game because I can't fucking tell it which guy I want it to control. Like that's my struggle right now, and also just. Fucking scoring a goal. That's my right. other struggle. Ace. Oh, I got to stop buffering shit. I think that's what... when I
Buffering shit?
Yeah, like I keep pressing the button before I have the ball so that it like does something as soon as I get the ball. And I don't think buffering is a thing in this game.
No, it works with like a one-timer shot if you can pass it perfectly and then hit it.
See, that should have scored. Why did that not score? Like that would have scored for you.
This is my goalie's an all-star.
Whatever. This game sucks. I'm just kidding. This game is actually a blast to play. Oh my God. Oh, did you see that sick save by my goalie? He jumped up and chest saved it. Oh my God. These teams feel more even than the other teams we were playing. Ace. Shoot. Okay, everything I read said there was no aiming in this game.
There's not really.
But I think there is because I keep fucking shooting it out of bounds. And you haven't done it once.
You shot it from too far away, I think.
So what I did is a long kick and I didn't shoot.
I think so.
I see.
I think you got to at least be within this box here.
Oh, you
got to
be in the box?
Maybe not fully. I think it has to, it seems to, yeah, now it says shoot over my head. Got the rebound. Yeah. What, it has to say shoot over your head, I think. Otherwise, it won't be a shot.
It won't be a
shot. It'll be a long kick.
I don't know if I've ever seen it say shoot over my head. Maybe I've not. Maybe
I've
been doing that.
No, you've definitely... It's definitely said shoot
See,
over your head.
Why did I just throw it? Like, I passed it there. I didn't... Ugh. I'm really struggling with the controls. See? Oh, my God.
That's you. That was me.
You kicked it out. Thank God. Here we go. No, and then that guy didn't get it? It should just automatically go there. Oh, that was sweet.
Shoulder charge, my ace.
Ugh. Okay. Do you have a, I mean,
God, I don't know.
I don't know if Jason is really my answer for misunderstood horror movie characters, but.
I mean, as far as horror movie, I feel like.
They're all, nobody's misunderstood. They're all,
like,
they're all murderers or.
They're rarely, oh, you know. You. It's just in a lot of the classic horror movies, there's very few. Oh!
Yes! I did it with 21
just,
like, seconds left.
Lobbed it right over my goalie's head, so he couldn't get it.
Oh my God. That was sick. I scored a goal. Okay. I can rest easy tonight. Right. I at least scored one goal.
Oh, man,
that's
I
all I wanted.
Shut you out.
No,
completely.
No, not today. In fact, I'm about to score another one right here. Yeah, you thought you were going to get me. Nope. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm amazing at passing. Oh, that was supposed to be a one-timer. Sorry if that was loud, Revelers. I screamed right into the microphone. But let's be fair. That's not the first time I've screamed right into
yeah,
the microphone.
No. All right. I still
game
won
set,
2-1.
Game set 2-1. Oh, my God. That was a close one. That was fun. This game is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah,
as far as like your typical horror movie, you know, monsters and villains and stuff, there's not often, I feel like, a lot of necessarily character development on that. Like,
especially
they're not,
on the murderers.
They're not generally people you find some, so like, you know, Michael Myers was just, he was essentially born without empathy or any sort of remorse or anything.
Right.
He didn't, I remember watching
honestly,
the first one last year, and I don't think, like, he's not, you know, his mother
is
not,
is he a monster?
Abusive, right? He's not a monster, but neither
he's
is
just a guy.
He's just a guy. They're both
Jason's
just guys.
A monster.
But
though.
So the Michael Myers is in the same boat as Jason. They were both just guys who apparently now are just unkillable.
Yeah, yeah.
They
like
get,
Jason
they
is
get
a
killed at the end of every single movie. And then,
and
they,
then they
just
come
back the next movie.
Right. And in fact, like, I don't know, which one is it? Jason X, maybe, the one in space. I love that one so much. like, I think Jason even, like, he gets stabbed like a billion times in that movie and he never dies.
Yeah.
You know, like, he, yeah. Maybe it's Jason X. I can't remember which one it is. There's one of them.
And, like, Freddy Krueger is, you know, this monster.
He's a dream monster. You
yeah,
know?
But
like,
he used to be a real person. He was a real human who, like, kidnapped kids and, like, tortured them and stuff. And then the people in the town caught him and they killed him and they burned him alive.
Oh, right.
And then
that's why he's all scarred.
Now he comes back in kids' dreams.
Man, I need to watch some of these classic horror movies again. I like the Friday the 13th. I know the best. I like, actually, Jurek has all my copies of them right now, or at least 1 through 6.
Nightmare on Elm Street movies are good.
Nightmare on Elm Street, some of them.
Halloween is all right.
I remember enjoying the Halloween movies. What
I actually liked Rob Zombie's reboot of the first Halloween.
Oh, yeah. In
his
fact,
sequel was not great. And then there was the new Halloween that came out not too long ago with Jamie Lee Curtis again. It's a continuation of the original Halloween series.
Right.
Which then it's like Rob Zombie rebooted it, but then this one goes back to the original.
They decided the reboot wasn't going to do
it. And that was actually pretty good, too.
What about those, so speaking of Rob Zombie, what about like House of 1,000 Corpses, Devil's Rejects?
Yeah, they're not.
None of them are redeemable. They're
just a
fucking
family
psycho.
Who
they
just
are.
Kidnaps
Although,
people for no reason and tortures them and kills them.
What about in...
I mean, you start to like them in Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, you do.
Because they're on the run, but they're still not... Because
they're the protagonists.
They're still not good people.
No, they're not. What except for what about in House of 1,000 Corpses?
Tiny,
the big guy.
He would be the only one, just because he doesn't really know what he's doing.
He doesn't. He's like they manipulate him.
Yeah, they just tell him what to do, and he does it.
And he does it because he's a dummy. You know, he's. I mean, That is a mean way of saying he's mentally slow, yes. But he's a dummy, you know. I feel like even though he's doing bad things, you can tell that he's good at heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he does untie the girl at one point. He does. Because she asks him to, and he's just like, okay. Sure. Here, I'll untie you as I eat my cereal and you go away. Yeah. Like
he doesn't care. he's not out there. He's like, just like, his goal,
this girl's tied up here.
Oh, yeah.
Now she wants to be freed. Okay.
Right.
I'll free her. But yeah, I can't think of any classic Halloween.
I mean, like, what about the classic movie? Classics? Yeah, like classic Creature classics. From the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about any of those.
Yeah, the Creature from the Black Lagoon actually is pretty misunderstood.
Yeah, that one probably could
I believe
be.
He. From I what believe, I know about. From it. What I understand, he's just a creature in this lagoon. Who actually is in love with this girl, you know, but she doesn't share the love because he looks like a hideous beast.
Right.
But I don't think he's actually trying in that movie to murder people. I think he probably does. Yeah. But
I mean, same with, like, maybe, I don't know if King Kong would be considered.
Oh, see, King
in
Kong
that field, because he's you know,
King Kong got a fucking,
these people,
he got
are,
the chef.
Oh yeah. Like, he's in love with this girl that he's supposed to...
like a tenth of his size.
He's supposed to, like, kill her. She's being sacrificed to him or whatever. And then he's just like, oh,
but he loves her.
Actually, you're really pretty. I'm going to take care of you and keep you safe. And then they bring him back to New York to fucking show him off. And
then he freaks out because he doesn't know where
he is. He freaks out because he's in fucking New York.
Yeah, like, of course he freaks out. Like, you dummies. Jesus. I don't know. King Kong, maybe that's the actual answer. Yeah. He's the most misunderstood. Like, he's not a vicious
beast. He's not
beast.
A bad... It's,
he's you, actually a
these
good
These people
character.
Came to his island.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Kong
fucking
Island.
Took him away.
Yeah.
Skull Island.
Skull Island. But. My bad. I knew it was wrong as
soon
as I
said
it.
You saw the Broadway musical.
I did see the Broadway musical.
Fantastic.
The
puppet is... Super
the,
awesome.
The King
to
Kong
see.
Puppet in the Broadway musical.
One of the coolest things I've ever
it
seen.
Seriously
on a stage,
was. It
on,
was
in a stage play.
It was amazing. And the way that it took like 30 people to fucking pilot this puppet, and it was so cool. Like, people fucking jumping off the top of Kong, like, and pulling on a rope while they're jumping off so that his hand raises up, you know, like, I don't know. It was so cool.
It was super cool.
Unfortunately, the rest of the play was absolutely
the rest of the play,
garbage.
The story, the music and stuff is
the, yeah. It, like, literally
very unmemorable.
Usually when I watch a musical, even if I don't like it that much, there's usually one song at least that I'm like, oh, that was catchy. And you know, like, it's in my head, but I could not tell you
tell
a
you.
Single song
nope.
from the King Kong musical at all.
But I'm still super glad I saw it when me and Abby were in New York and we just got him at the
I think you guys were there right after we were.
Yeah,
right?
Not long
or
after.
Just a couple
That's
months.
Why we saw that it was being sold by that place under, like, the red bleachers in Times Square. They sell tickets, like, day of.
Oh, okay.
For, like, cheaper because they're unsold tickets and they want to fill the audience. So, like, we got them for $25 or something.
Oh, I think we paid $80-$100 a ticket.
Yeah, we
or
paid very, very cheap. Literally... 3 hours before the show started, we bought the tickets.
Oh, nice. We had them, like, a few days in advance.
Yeah, we bought the tickets. We went out and got dinner quick and then went to the show.
Nice. Well, yeah, that King Kong puppet was sweet. And and I think you're right. I think King Kong
is the most misunderstood. He's a monster,
also,
I guess, or whatever. I don't know if it's a horror movie.
Yeah,
monster,
that's the real question. Is King Kong a horror movie?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. What would we call it, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like it's a tragedy. It's a I don't know.
Hard to say.
I guess it's an adventure movie, but it's the weird thing about King Kong is that it's not really about King Kong.
No.
You know, like, he's just in it. I don't know. Interesting. Wow. We're getting into some serious discussions here.
Yeah.
Thanks for the question, D-Train.
Yeah. Not sure we can really come up with an answer.
Me neither, but I think we better move on. We're getting there. It's time for final shots for final thoughts.
Indeed.
And so, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh, that whiskey is hitting me funny today. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think I'm going to have an episode like at the start of the show, but
yeah, that's good.
Okay, Drick, Super Sidekicks on the Neo Geo. How many Peles out of 10, which is like the 10 Peles would be the ultimate soccer team. Actually 11. Okay. But, yeah. But all right, let's do this one out of 11. How many Peles out of 11 do you give?
Are there 11 players on a soccer team?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to say that.
Are you sure?
I'm going to say that. But also thinking I might be wrong. But
we don't know.
I'm actually pretty sure there's 11.
All right.
Yeah, that's why the fourth game in this series is called the Ultimate 11.
Wow.
It's because it's a soccer. Because, yeah, there's 11 players on
a
soccer team.
Okay.
I mean, we can go through them.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we won't.
Nor can we.
Yeah. You're right. I know there's a striker and like a
Nobody
winger
cares.
Or something. Or maybe there's only wingers in hockey.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's
I think there's a
striker. There's like two defense. Something.
There's three defenders. Yeah. And there's a striker. And a goalie. Yeah. Anyway, I think there's 11.
None of this matters.
But how many Peles out of 11 do you give Super Sidekicks
out of 11? I'm going to give it a 9. I would give it an 8 out of 10.
I would also give it an 8 out of 10, but I'm also going to give it a 9 out of 11. This game, like, honestly, from that first minute we were playing,
yeah,
I was just like,
it's just super fun.
Why is this so fun? Like, it's fast.
It's fast-paced
and simple, though. Like,
yeah,
they don't make it too complicated.
Although, I mean, I don't know how much depth there is, and how, you know, this isn't a game I would necessarily sit around and play
for
extended
hours
periods
and hours
of time.
But like when your buddy's over,
but for this brief period of time, just hanging out and playing a video game, this was super fun.
Yeah, like I also love the fact that there's the game, each half is 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not a fucking, you don't have to sit there
super
and
fast
play for 15 real minutes, you know, like, fuck that. But yeah, super fast, super fun. I scored one goal, so I'm pretty happy. Jurek scored like 100, so he's also pretty happy.
Yeah, I think I scored 8.
Jurek is the ultimate Super Sidekicks player. I'm going to practice, Drake, and
we're
going to revisit this game
again.
And let's revisit it in 50 episodes from now.
Okay.
And
see if we remember that.
We won't. We will definitely not. But yeah, I don't know. This game is fun. Like, it looks good.
In episode what? 276.
Okay. Revelers, help us remember that at episode 276, we need to revisit Super Sidekicks. I keep wanting to call it Super Soccer.
I keep wanting to call it Super Strikers.
Super Strikers. That's another game. Yeah, Super Strikers. Either Super Strikers, Super Soccer, or I feel like there's a game called Super Star Soccer, which I also want to call it.
Like the Wii or Wii, like a Super Mario Strikers.
Yeah,
or something,
yeah, Mario
right?
Strikers.
Mario Strikers.
Yeah, that's a fucking, it's a Mario soccer game, which people love, and are, you know, there's actually a big fan outcry to, not outcry,
to get
but,
a new one?
But to get a new one on the Switch, you know, like, let's fucking make another Super Strikers.
Yeah, they,
or
they
there's
really
a Mario,
a lot of the Mario like sports games.
I mean,
like,
Mario Tennis, like, which,
well, yeah, there was Mario Tennis.
I know,
but
nobody played it.
Otherwise, Mario Strikers or Mario Golf or Mario Baseball.
Mario Baseball,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, where'd all those games
I mean,
go?
Honestly, where the fuck is Mario Hockey? Why haven't we had a Mario Hockey? That
or
seems,
give us Hits.
I know. I actually know why.
Give us a new Hits.
Give us a new Hits. Give us a NHL Hits 2020. I fucking want
Nuts
that shit.
Stoner Macaroni.
Oh my God. That brings me
back. Right
back
to college.
Way back to college. We played so much NHL Hits.
So good.
It is so good. And but where is Mario Hockey? Like,
yeah.
But I know
why.
That
was never a thing, right?
No, it was never a thing. And because there's no hockey in Japan. I mean, I'm sure there's
That's
hockey.
Not true at all.
No, I
Japan
know.
Japan has a national team.
No,
I know
that there's hockey in Japan, but I don't think hockey is
no,
the thing in Japan that it is here,
right,
or in Canada.
But
you know?
It is, like, in lots of other countries. And like,
it is. They should make a Mario Hockey, and honestly, I would buy 100 copies of it. Nintendo, if you hear me right
oh,
now,
God.
I will buy 100 copies of Mario
Hockey
when it comes out. what? That's 600 bones? No, that's 6,000 bones. Yeah. Okay. I'm actually not going to spend $6,000 on Mario Hockey on 60 copies.
Probably a good idea.
But anyway.
Anyways.
Super Sidekicks.
9 out of 11.
9 out of, 9 out of 11. I wholeheartedly agree. If see, and the problem is with us playing Neo Geo games, like, I don't know how many people out there have access to these games. Yeah. Although, everybody does. It's on the Switch.
This game at least is on everything.
It's on PS4. It's on Xbox. Current,
like, gen are the, systems.
I have a question about, like, Games Pass. Like, are Arcade Archives games ever on there or anything?
Not yet.
The games that are on Games Pass are, like, AAA games. Like, they're
You
most
are correct.
Of them.
Soccer is a team sport played by a team of 11 players against another team of 11 players
See?
On the field.
Totally knew that.
So, 10 outfield players and one goalie.
Yeah. Outfield.
I don't know. That's what
also,
I said there.
We haven't mentioned, we keep calling it a soccer field, but it's actually a pitch. It's a pitch. Just like
much
Quidditch
like Quidditch. Nerds.
Classic. That was good, Drake. We are definitely
much
nerds.
Much like the Quidditch pitch is the first thing that came to both of our minds.
Like the fake sport.
Yeah.
All right.
Real to me.
It's real to me. Actually, people do play Quidditch. Like, wow. They've figured it out.
There was a video game.
There's a Quidditch video game?
I have it.
You do? Is it fun?
No.
Okay. That seems right. That
Not
seems
at all.
Right. You know what really
it was
sucks?
On, I don't remember what it was on. Original Xbox? Maybe even 360?
Oh, really? Like, it's that old?
Yeah. Maybe PS2. It's
either they tried it out and were like, nobody wants
PS2,
to play a Quidditch game.
Xbox generation or Xbox 360.
Okay. I feel like I might actually have it
you
on Wii. I don't know.
Hard to say. You might have played it with me. I had it at the Robbinsdale house.
Oh, then I might have played it with you. I feel like I have played it. Or I've played a Harry Potter game. Who knows which one?
Who knows?
That also had some type of Quidditch thing, whether it was the Quidditch game or just a Harry Potter game that you could do a round of Quidditch.
There was some PC games back in the day that I played. Harry Potter 1, Sorcerer's Stone, and Chamber of Secrets, and they both had Quidditch parts to the game.
Okay.
They were super simple and dumbed down.
Yeah.
Like, you were just playing as Harry and you just had to catch the snitch.
Okay. Oh, that's all. Okay.
Where in the Quidditch game,
are you playing the beaters?
You more so play the chasers, I think.
Ah, okay.
So you're handling the quaffle and scoring.
Right. Cool.
I don't remember.
Wait, the chasers? Oh, yeah, the beaters are defenders.
Three chasers. They pass the quaffle around. Two beaters.
The beaters are the defenders, right? Yep.
They beat the ball.
The
no,
away.
They beat the... The other things, not the quaffle, the things that attack you.
Oh, yeah, there's like three. What are those called?
There's two of those.
Ooh, look at us not being nerds.
I don't remember.
Over here.
I can't for some reason think of what that ball is called. It has a name.
They're called, I don't know. Anyway.
And then a keeper and a seeker.
And a seeker, okay. And the keeper is the goalie, right?
The keeper is the goalie. Yeah. So there's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players on a Quidditch team.
Seven players on a Quidditch team. Here we go. Quidditch positions. Club Quidditch at New York State University. Okay, here we go. Chaser, seeker, beater, and keeper. The chasers try to score through the hoops with the quaffle, which is a slightly deflated volleyball. The keepers try to defend these hoops from goals. Beaters use bludgers. Which are dodgeballs to beat the opposing team. Yeah, okay.
Bludgers.
The bludgers.
Nasty little buggers.
Nasty little buggers. Those motherfuckers.
All right, anyway.
Anyway.
I'll talk about Quidditch.
Super Sidekicks on the Neo Geo. Super fun. If you have access to a Neo Geo, it's on the Neo Geo
it's
Mini.
It's on the Neo Geo Mini. That's how we're playing.
Yeah, and...
otherwise, it's on Arcade Archives on all current gen systems.
Yeah, it's actually like way more fun than it has any right to be. I would highly recommend playing with a friend. I think I actually
I don't know how much fun this would be single player.
I think when I first got the Neo Geo Mini, like I definitely tried this
game,
don't remember being like, oh my God, this is amazing. But as soon as you and I were playing, yeah, I was like, fun. Oh my God, this is amazing. Like it is fun as shit. It's a great multiplayer game.
Yeah.
So give it a shot if you've got access to some Neo Geo shit.
Indeed.
Revelers. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you, oh wait a minute, what did
I don't
people,
have? I don't know.
We don't know. Okay,
there's no. I couldn't find any.
Actually,
other,
I
very
read,
limited information on this game.
There's limited information, but everything I read basically was like, this game is amazing. It's
yeah.
it's the best soccer game of the time. I think, you know, like on any system. I don't know, but or at least the most fun. but yeah, Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Super Sidekicks, could they do that?
You sure can. You can tweet me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at @RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Jurik?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do. We would love to hear from you, Revelers. We want to hear. We would love discussion questions. D-Train, thanks for the discussion question tonight. It was excellent. Also for the ones last week.
Yep.
But other Revelers, we want discussion questions. So send those in. But also, if you want to recommend a game we play or... you know, whatever. I don't know. We used to say like a drink to drink. Remember, like we were gonna do theme drinks.
If you have a theme drink,
that didn't pan out.
That's why we've got a bunch of random booze over in Earl's.
There's like
collection
literally a bunch of booze bottles just.
Yeah,
collecting
if you listen
dust.
To even our first 10 or 20 episodes, we try to like come up with theme drinks sometimes for things. I mean, I think we. I don't even remember things.
There was weird ones. There was like one for the Little Mermaid that Abby.
No, it was for Barbie.
Oh, that was for Barbie.
We had a Barbie princess shot in
it.
I think it had pink like glitter, like edible glitter in it.
Ugh, gross.
That's when we had, because she was here when we did that, and she drank those shots with us. That is the one time in her entire life she's had a hangover.
It's from those shots.
It's from those shots. She woke up the next morning was just miserable and didn't. Because
didn't
she's never
why.
Been hung. Well, she knew that it was a hangover, but because she's never had one, she didn't know how to deal with it.
So
I had to like coach her. Like, been through many of these, babe. Gotcha.
Let me tell you how to.
Let
do
Let me
this.
Tell you. Okay, sleep as long as you want.
Yep.
Like, get up, take a shower, and then just like go back to bed for a bit. Like, drink plenty of water. I will make you any food, make you some breakfast when you can eat.
Although
yeah, but
she doesn't
eat meat,
so
she's
not going to
eat like bacon
you're
or
right,
anything.
You're right.
But it was basically she just kind of had to get up, take a shower, and then go back to bed and sleep it off and drink water.
Yeah.
And then she was fine.
Oh, God, I just had a thought. What?
Hang on.
Abby's. Oh, that is what reminded me. Revelers, by the time this episode comes out, we will all have voted. I hope you have voted.
Yeah.
Who knows?
If assuming you're over 18.
Yeah. Assuming you're over 18. And please go out and vote. Although by the time this comes out, it's too late.
It's too late. Hope you did.
I hope like next Wednesday as we record this, everybody's going to have a hangover. And I don't know if it's going to be a good hangover or a bad hangover.
I know. Abby said. Like,
also, we're not going to know like on that first day anyway, but we'll have an idea, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. This next week could be.
I'm a little nervous. Tense. It's tense, but I'm remaining optimistic. Revelers, I know we don't often get political on this show, but fuck Trump. Like,
seriously.
Like, if you're going to vote for Trump, just please stop listening to us.
Basically,
we don't want you to listen to us.
I don't. Basically, at this point, you have to know. Like, I can forgive people that voted for him in 2016.
Yeah.
Potentially, even though he made it clear even back then he was a racist asshole.
Yes.
And made terrible comments all the time. He literally made fun of a disabled reporter.
Oh, my God. What a fuck. I can't believe this guy is the leader of our country. What the fuck?
And all he does now is bullies people who don't agree with him. He has no intention of working with anybody who disagrees with him. He makes sexist and racist comments all the time. And now I don't even care. I don't care if he single-handedly like made everybody in the country make like 20 grand more a year somehow with policies. I still wouldn't vote for him because he's an asshole. He's a bully. He's a bad person. And basically at this point, if you're going to vote for him, you're also a bad person.
You're also a bad person. You are a bad person.
You are more, you are morally, you have,
you're morally ambiguous, not ambiguous, not even ambiguous. You're morally compromised.
You just, your morals are questionable.
Yes. Yes. Anyway,
you lack moral fiber.
Yeah. You lack moral fiber and we don't want you to listen to us. And I'm just going to be straight up about that. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
This world is fucked.
But hopefully, in a few days, the world is laughing at us right now. The world
been
is laughing
at
us
for 4 years.
Yeah, because
except Russia and China,
it's a fucking joke. Yeah, except Russia and China. Russia is like, yeah, Trump, keep doing what we told you to do.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Ah, God. Anyway, sorry for getting political.
It's just a very charged time here.
It is charged,
and I hate all of it.
Yeah, like. But I'm remaining optimistic. I think there is enough people, even some people who voted.
I was optimistic 4 years ago. I thought, no way.
I know, and we were wrong. However, this time I feel like now there's enough people, even people who voted for him last time, who are just like, what the fuck? Like after these 4 years, they see him and are just like, this guy's a fucking clown. Like, I don't know. That's what I'm hoping. And maybe I'm wrong and I don't want to be, but if I am, we'll have a bad hangover on Wednesday.
Yeah. And maybe next week's episode is a little extra drunk.
A little extra drunk.
Because we just got to drink our feelings away.
We'll be solidly drunk from Tuesday to Friday when we record. So yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening this week, Revelers.
Drake, thank you.
You want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, red cards.
Game on, red cards. Let's give Trump the red card. Let's give him two. Let's give him two.
You're
fuck
out.
You.
Peace. Two and throw him in jail.
If his policies were going to affect anyone positively, it would be us as straight white men, you know, but fuck that. Like, you know, we have lots of friends who are not straight white men and those people, you know, those are the people I'm worried about. Yeah. I'm not worried about us.
No.